Oasis Audio presents Cascade by Lisa T. Bergeron, read for you by Pam Turlow. Dear reader, few of us have a real handle on the medieval time period and Italy's history, so here are a few reminders before you dive back into Gabby and Leah's story. In this era, Italy was volatile and divided into lots of city-states. The Vatican had been moved to Avignon, France, because the popes felt safer there. The Vatican would stay away from Rome for almost 70 years total. City-states were sometimes called communes or republics and were run by semi-democratic bodies or groups of elected leaders. In Siena, this group was the Council of Nine. Florence, or Firenze, had two councils with more than 500 men. I've chosen to represent them with the fictional Grandi, based on a smaller group that actually served as city advisors to the Fiorentini, or the people of Florence. Other territories were ruled by rich lords with hilltop fortresses or castles, but most had to be in league with others, or had powerful connections, if they hoped to hold their territory for any length of time. Many hired mercenaries or knights to help them fight off anyone attempting to take what was theirs. Florence and Siena, like all the big city-states, alternated between peace and a struggle for power and territory. In the 13th century, the terms Guelph and Ghibelline came into use as people fought either of the emperor's imperialistic goals, Ghibelline, or to follow the pope's leadership, Guelph. For the purposes of this 14th century series, Florence Firenze is referred to as Guelph and Siena as Ghibelline, which is a...